6. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Today we have Pearl in Lake Station who, so you're dating a guy and he spends way too much time on TikTok.
He isn't just scrolling through funny videos. He sits on TikTok live and begs for gifts shirtless.
Oh?
I don't think I understand that.
So he's on live and he doesn't have a shirt on?
Yeah, and he's begging for money, yeah.
Oh. Does it work?
Yeah, because if so.
Keep it moving.
Okay, so...
Tell us the story of how you... Tell us your story with this guy.
I met this guy at the Green Mill in Uptown.
Okay.
First of all, shout out to you for getting in. That line is long.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And you know, I was really drawn to him because most guys my age are not into jazz music.
Sure, so you're like, oh, you're cultured.
Yeah, so we were, like, talking and going on all these fancy dates. And then I finally went to his house, and he had this whole video set up.
Oh.
And, like, I asked him what it was for, and he said that he was a TikTok streamer.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is, right?
Better than OnlyFans.
I wouldn't say it's better, but it's a different streaming service.
Sure. It's kind of different on his end, I guess, but, like, not really. I mean, he basically flexes and works out for people on TikTok Live, and they send him gifts.
Oh.
So he's hot.
So he's got to be in shape.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked and, like, kind of turned off by it first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hate to be that girl, but I was raised to fight a man that had, like, a real job, and begging for money on TikTok just doesn't really fit that criteria.
So are you worried about what your dad's going to say when he says, so what does he do?
I mean, I guess so.
Here's the thing. Any job that's paying you is a real job, I think. And so we don't want to, like, fully discredit what he's doing because it's obviously working. I mean, it paid for the dates you've been on. So is it just because it's genuinely cringy?
Yeah.
I get that.
The wrong way. Yeah. And he said it was only a temporary job, but it still feels weird.
Right. Yeah, that is bizarre.
So, I don't know. I just try to pride myself on being modern, a modern woman, but this guy is 30 years old doing this.
So he's 30. Okay, so if you're just joining this conversation, we got Pearl in Lake Station. She's dating this guy. He's a great guy, but he goes on TikTok Live shirtless, and her wording is he, like, flexes and begs for money.
Yeah.
So I've seen streamers that, you know, are asking for gifts.
You watch this?
No. I've just seen it because they pop up on your For You page.
Okay.
So it's not so much that they're begging for money, but they do ask for gifts, and the gifts are like a little rose that you can put, and it equals money on their TikTok account.
Okay.
I
think Carla can understand this better. I'm kind of where you are, where I think this is weird.
Oh, I can understand it, but it's still weird.
Okay.
It's still weird.
So you like this guy, but you want to know if it's a match or a mistake to continue dating a guy who goes online and flexes shirtless. So he's not, like, showing, like, it's not dirty.
It's not dirty. You know, the past few months have been so much fun, and I am dating to find my future husband, but it just doesn't seem like a sustainable job. And am I giving up too soon, or is this not a big deal?
Well, and there is some validity to that. Like, what if TikTok, you know, what if it goes away?
Oh, yeah.
You know, or what if his muscles go away? Like, will people still pay him if he's just a regular Joe?
Yeah.
You know, that is interesting. It's an interesting predicament that you find yourself in.
Because I think it could still be a match, only because I have a lot of friends that are TikTokers, like, just as actual careers, for real. And
Does he have any other interests? I'd be curious, like, is there another career that he could fall back on, something that he has interest in doing? Or is this pretty much it?
He was interested in IT. I mean, I think he had, like, a job in that before, but okay. This is making a lot more money.
Right. So
if it's making more money than IT, girl.
Well, and if returning to IT is a possibility, if he ever needed to, that could be helpful. What you need to know is if this relationship is a match or mistake, should you keep dating someone who goes on TikTok Live shirtless for money, or should you date somebody with, like, a quote-unquote real job? 877-591-9696. We want to hear from the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia. What would you do? Should she continue dating this guy, or is this weird and cringe? And like, you could never introduce this guy to your dad.
He'd be like, what's up? Follow me on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. Once again, 877-591-9696. It's Match Mistake, brought to you by Postman Law. Others promise, Postman delivers. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and it's Match Mistake. We've got Pearl in Lake Station. Her boyfriend apparently makes money on TikTok by taking a shirt off and just being a stud.
Being a stud. And the thing is, people make a lot of money on TikTok Live. Like, it's a new way of creating income for yourself, but I do understand that it might be a little awkward for someone who's not
could really make
into that.
You uncomfortable if you're in a relationship with somebody who's like being sexy for somebody else. So the question is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. This is interesting perspective from Crystal in Lyons. Now, you are a streamer, so you've got some maybe a different perspective on this.
Yeah. I think it's a mistake because as myself, I'm a streamer. I get paid to sit there and play video games.
That's so cool.
I've done diamond painting, Legos, and I've literally had people sit there for 24 hours with me, just hanging out, giving me money so that I can go on vacation with my child. And I let them know, like, hey, I want to raise money to go to Wisconsin Dells to do this with my kids. Let's raise the money. And they do it. And the thing is it's not going to work if you can't look past. They're showing off, but at the same time, do you not want your partner to look good for other people? It's, in general, you know, you want your partner to look good. You want to be, but you also have to be secure in it. And if you can't be secure in your relationship and knowing that you are stable, then it's something that's not 100% going to work out, because you have to know that they're there for you. And if he's there for you and he's making better than he's in IT, I don't see what the problem is.
So that's an interesting thing that you said. Don't you want your person to look good for other people? Because I think that's a delicate balance, right?
Right.
We tend to like attractive people, and there's a part of it that's like you want people to see you with somebody that's attractive.
That's hot, yeah.
But how much of them do you want
to be seen?
To be seen.
Right.
It probably varies.
I mean, he's not necessarily showing below the waist. And as long as, you know, like, again, I would make sure to set absolute boundaries and let you know from there. But it's something that it really would have to be talked about and see if they can work through. But other than that, I don't know if...
So you say in this instance it's a mistake because she is not on board with his lifestyle.
Yeah, because she's a little too uncomfortable with it. Unless she can kind of, you know, understand more of it.
Okay,
and know that it's for the money.
Can I ask you personally a question? So you do streaming. You said you play video games. You do other things in streaming. Is your thing like a kind of a sexy thing, or is it just living life?
No. I literally am just there playing my games, running away from, like, I play like Dead by Daylight, so I'm running away from killers like Michael Myers and things like that. So it's literally just me running away screaming for my life.
All right.
And just acting a fool.
All right, cool. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, I'm starting a new career tonight.
I know. I want people to watch me do stuff. Well, never mind.
thank you, Crystal, for that insight, okay?
Yep, you have a good one.
You too. Bye, Crystal.
Bye. Shayla in McHenry. So again, it's Pearl in Lake Station, whose boyfriend streams on TikTok to make money. He gets a little studly sexy with it, shirtless. You say it's a mistake to continue in a relationship like this, and you have been with a thirst trapper before.
Ooh.
Yes, I have.
Tell us about this thirst trapper, and then tell us his Instagram. I'm kidding. What happened?
So they were getting on TikTok, you know, live and things like that, thirst trapping people. But I don't know if I would say it was for gifts, but it was like they were like sending kisses, like blow kisses to the people there in the comments, like flirt with them a little bit. And I'm like, but the thing about it is, I don't know if Perla is known on his TikTok. Like, I don't know if he tells them that he has a girlfriend.
Well, you bring up an interesting point that I didn't even think about, is it's not a one-way show.
Right.
Like, people engage with with a live stream. And
Pearl just seems uncomfortable.
On a live, they do. They comment, and sometimes they can actually join in on the live. So I don't know how deep he gets.
Right.
But yeah, I say a mistake because it can get bad. And he ain't hopping the DMs, low stuff. I don't know how deep.
Oh yeah. All your spidey senses get going.
And then, Right, and then Crystal, she was saying something about insecurities. Like, if she doesn't, if Pearlie don't feel comfortable with the situation, that could be bad, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it comes down to security because I don't think there's anything wrong with him doing this necessarily, as long as you're right. Maybe people need to know that he has a girlfriend. Sure. But
right.
There's going to be someone that's totally okay with it and someone that's not. And right now, it's kind of sounding like Pearl
is not totally okay with it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Shayla, for that. And have a great day, okay?
Of course. You have a good one.
All right, bye. 877-591-9696. Could you continue in a relationship with somebody who was doing this objectively? Like, it's one thing to watch from the sidelines, but if your person was doing this, would you be okay?
Yeah, blowing kisses and whatnot. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. 877-591-9696.
We're also going to check in with Pearl again coming up next and see where her head's at. It's Mogan Carla Mornings and Match or Mistake on B96, The Rhythm of Chicago. Get set for Mogues Mega Minute coming up at 8:40. We had a winner yesterday. Somebody picked up $1,000. His name was Alfred.
Hey, Alfred. Congrats.
Yeah, 10 trivia questions in a minute. If you get them all correct like he did, we'll get you $1,000 cash. All right, so that's coming up. Right now, it's Match or Mistake with Pearl and Lake Station. Pearl's boyfriend goes on TikTok, takes his shirt off, does some sexy shimmying, and gets
paid. And
the girl
sent him roses or whatever.
Yeah, and she's really uncomfortable by this. Can this relationship be a match or is it a mistake? Now, Jasmine is on the south side, and you say it's a mistake, but why?
Why? Hi, guys.
Hi.
I say it's a mistake because, like, I don't know, just me personally, I would get the ick from this guy.
Mm.
Like, okay, you're 30 years old, and you're just over here, guys, tap the screen, tap, 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 we're at 1 million likes, one more, like...
You need to know exactly what these guys say, though. Are you watching, Jasmine?
Do you know this guy specifically?
Not specifically the shirtless ones, but I'll go past, like, it's on my For You page. Mm-hmm. And when you're engaging, like the last girl had said, when you're engaging, like, they do go live together, or they are, like, commenting back and talking back to these people. So, like...
This is just such a world that we know nothing about.
Well, you bring a good point in that, like, it does feel weird that, like, you're a 30-year-old man. I mean, get your money, right? We're not here to judge.
Yeah.
But maybe I am judging.
I would not look for this guy who's like, oh, yeah, I work for TikTok. Like, no. Right. Maybe work for TikTok's IT, but not...
TikTok corporate can get your money.
Yeah, Jasmine's looking for a grown-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is very interesting because at least we know, well, we do know, Pearl, the reason that I bet she hasn't broken up with him is because he's hot. Clearly.
Clearly, yeah, he's attractive if he's making this money. But when you put it in those terms, Jasmine, and you're like, and he's on there like, come on, tap, 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 keep tapping. Yeah, there is some ick to that.
Doesn't it just give you the ick?
Yeah.
And the fact that he's like 30, like, I'm almost pushing 30, and I would want like a stable man with a stable job, not on TikTok. And it's what if he is begging for money?
Right. It's 9 p.m. You're trying to watch Beef together on Netflix, and he's like, I got to go in the other room.
Someone sent a galaxy.
Tap, 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 tap.
Where's that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Thank you so much, Jasmine. Appreciate that. There's very honest feedback.
We love you.
Say
love you.
Oh, we love you too.
You.
Who's
guys.
Is that the kids that are with you?
Yeah, we're dropping them off to school. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school.
Oh, I love it. Well, you guys have a great day, okay?
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so Pearl, ultimately, it's your life. What's it going to be, a match or a mistake?
I can't wrap my head around this.
Oh.
It's too much. It's too weird. I'm not judging here, but I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum.
Is it like the cringe part, or is it like also the element of like, sharing him with other people?
Yeah, it's like the cringe part, but also just like it's making money online. It feels like he's begging. I don't know.
It's a cringe. You're cringing, girl. Yeah. I can hear the cringe in your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little too much for me.
Well, in whatever the case in a relationship, if there's something that you like if I was with somebody and they didn't respect what I did, I think it would be a hard path, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess I get it, and you know, maybe you'll find an IT guy or an architect or somebody with a more than 9 to 5 of some sort.
Yeah, I think that's a little more my speed.
Yeah, all right.
Well, at least you realize it now, and he's gonna have a lot more free time to keep streaming.
That's right.